a cup of cool water, given in my name, to relieve the thirst of my little one, earns my appreciation and my love for you, and give me a chance to perfect my compassion in you. Just a little understanding, wisdom of the Lord, let you put yourself in the place of the little one and feel their thirst, feel their hunger. Then my love rises in you. Appreciation and gives me a chance to perfect my love and compassion in you, 'cause you've learned a secret to feel the needs of others. As a first family of God in the earth, the first family as his new creation, it has been given us to be perfect, to be perfected grace and love, and in our relationship as a family, one with another. Most of you realized last night ministry I was doing last night was primarily a ministry of the mothers, wasn't it? But once the mothers start operating in it, then the fathers and the sons pick it up, become a part of their ministry. Us have the idea that our Father and Jesus has it made, and that they are demanding us to show all appreciation and show all the love through all the sacrifice. And we get the idea that maybe our Father doesn't appreciate what we do. He doesn't have any feelings. Jesus said, when one of my little ones, speaking for the Father also, when they suffer thirst, that's me suffering. He said, when you give them water, quench that thirst, you're giving me water. That I appreciate it and love it far enough to where you won't even lose your reward if you do just that little bit in love. You don't understand what I'm talking about. It hadn't broke you yet. You wait. Fixing to break you. It breaks you right. Some of you will crawl around, on your face for a little while, boohooing when you really get what God's trying to tell you through my faltering words. When I was in jail, you visited me. But what jail could hold Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth? The jail of the flesh, or one of my little ones. Satan keeps me jailed inside of the flesh until someone comes with a key of love and meets their need and melts their flesh. Then I inside bear witness in them that this is my love meeting their need. Because of your act of love, I rise inside of them, break Satan and the flesh. I come out of jail because they suddenly realize that I love them through the cup of cool water in my name. Ooh. When you see one, my little one thirsty, love inside you begins to feel their thirst. And like unto me, you thirst within until love rises in you. You give them a drink in my name. Mm-hmm. many people, many of you. You left family, you didn't know why. You left friends, you left places where you were getting many of your needs met. Your little personal needs, drink, food, the personal items you need. And you threw all that way to follow Jesus. Ooh. Know our Father. And He appreciates you. Because in doing this, you relieve the suffering of Jesus and our Father that's been suffering with His little ones and their needs, spiritual and physical, in the earth for thousands of years. Ooh. You sort of had the idea that maybe He didn't appreciate it, but He does. You feel it, Chef? Ooh. He appreciates. Well, that wasn't a great sacrifice. That is all she had. And He chose, in order to perfect you in this thing, He chose to let you suffer little needs, what some of you and I might call little needs, inconveniences, to work out His love and His compassion in you. And then to let you know He is thankful. He's thankful. And He appreciates it. Every sacrifice that comes to Him, every fruit, He's thankful for. Young boys that have chosen a life. I mean, any life would have met his needs. He could have turned into soul things. He could have got enough for his toothpaste and his drinks and his convenience. He could have. Couldn't he? Food, oh yes, he could even have been in soul thing. He could have got enough to eat. He didn't choose it that way. And he don't know why he chose it. But he chose something he knew. He knew that he would have to do without suffering. But it didn't even seem like it very important. a natural thing for Teresa to have done. What a natural thing, and it'd have been safe and secure, this life. The natural thing for her to have done was, she's a fairly good-looking kid, along with all of us, you know, pretty good-looking folks. The natural thing for her to have been to have done was gotten her a boyfriend, gotten her a job, married, had all of her needs met, you know. She'd had a place to sleep at night. Food to eat, her personal needs met. Wouldn't she? And she almost did it. You know why yet? Something made her not do it. She chose, if I thirst, I thirst. You know, people have feelings. She sees someone drinking a Coke, she thirsts for a Coke. Are you talking about little things? No, I'm not. And our father appreciates it. And he loves her father. Dead. And he chose to let her suffer with needs and desires. Love. And he chose to suffer with her. You don't believe he's concerned about these little things. If you don't believe God's concerned about these little things, you don't believe he feels this way, you way off base. You don't even know God. You've gotten a picture somehow or another that he's a hard-hearted individual sitting way off in heaven demanding that you do all the sacrifice and the more you do, the more he requires and beating you over the head. And he's never thankful for anything. Oh, yes, he's thankful. Appreciate it. Jesse, when I'm doing these, I'm doing it for you. Several of you, because you have, without any reason whatsoever, Jill, sometimes you wonder if maybe you aren't just a little bit nutty, don't you? Why, my, you could have put something in you. Ooh. Marcella, don't you think maybe sometime you're a little bit... Well, there you left Mama, and you could have had a good life, and... But something inside you pulled you, didn't it? The love of God, obedience. Oh, you feared and trembled. Oh, Jesse could have had a good life, maybe made a doctor, or, good bomb in business. He'd have fought in Hassel the rest of his life, maybe, but, oh, he'd have had food and a certain amount of security. He don't know yet why he did it, but he did it. Our Father appreciates everything he's suffered. Our Father Jesus has suffered with him. They appreciate him presenting his body a sacrifice to suffer so they could work out feelings in him towards other people. Their feelings in him towards other people. Correct? Ooh. Ooh. Behold, I give unto you this very day my key of love to use in my name to unlock all prisons of flesh and set me free. This key you may use freely. When I hunger, you gave me food. You gave me natural bread with a spiritual love that quenched the hunger of my little one flesh. And your act of love fed me inside of them. Cause them to yield to my love and compassion as I bore witness inside of them. They realize through your act of love that I really live on the inside of them. To make a long story short, we're going to put this job or meet the needs of this family in the hands of the ones that's supposed to do it. In the hands of the mother. We're going to stop all this old work of Satan. Goes around among you accusing one another. You see, I know all these things going on. Some of these, you can fool some of these people. You don't fool me. I know some of these accusations of stealing. Some of you just lost something and immediately you opened your mouth and said someone stole it, and that was Satan through you. the accuser of the brethren. And some of you found that thing later on, and you were too proud to admit I was led by Satan and accused someone of stealing something, and I shouldn't have done it. And I stirred up the flesh of Ron, and he jumped on him, and both of you were overcame by Satan. And the love of God had nothing to do with it. Well, there was an actual taking of something by a certain person or persons. But all of that came about because they had a dire need in their life, and some of you in love had not offered a way for them to be met. Ooh, that's right, isn't it? Show them to live in your own selfish way and then sit there and accuse them. Well, Brother Ron up thought he was moving in authority when he began to rebuke and reprove. He wasn't moving in authority, moving in the flesh. Didn't have any other choice. Had to do something. And I also know something else that some of you did, and I want this thing stopped. Ooh, go on now, keep weeping in love. Let's don't stop this thing, because I'm eating on you. Some of you go up to some of these other people, and they have needs in your life, their life, and you want to sort of tell them, said, well, you know what I've got belongs to the Lord. You go ahead and use whatever I've got just like it was yours. And then when they start using it, or they lose it or abuse it, then you begin to jump on them. Don't do it that way. You want me to tell you how to do it? If you want someone to use, don't be a hypocrite about this thing. Don't let the devil get you, for God's sake. Don't be a hypocrite about it. If you've got some shaving lotion and you feel like someone should use it with you, don't even keep that shaving lotion. Say, here, I give this shaving lotion to you, and if you will, let you and I use it together. Then it's not you, and you can't accuse them of doing anything with it. Say, where did Jesus say that? Said, they take your coat, give me a cloak also. Don't let folks use it. Give it to them. And then let them turn around and let you use it. You think I'm talking silly? I'll give you just the words my father gave. Don't get this old thing of trying to flesh around, trying to get the favor of other folks' flesh, saying, come on now. You can use this thing with me. No, they're not supposed to use those things with you. You either give them all of it or shut your mouth. Don't be a hypocrite about it. Don't hold on to part of it where you can come along later and say, you broke my shaving lotion. Come on, let it keep moving in you now. Well, you're telling me a funny way. No, I'm just telling you the way to do it. To keep the thing pure. Don't offer to let them share your shave. I know you wouldn't do it, Sis Gate, but you don't have shaving lotion, but whatever. Don't offer to let them share your shaving lotion. They have no business sharing your shaving lotion. You need to offer to give them your shaving lotion, and then let them let you share it. Come on, Ron Noble, raise your hand. Oh. Oh. Has been given in his family to be perfect. Why did Ron get trapped in this? Because the mothers failed on their job. Why did the mothers fail on their job? Because they didn't know any better. Why did this all happen? Where God can work out good and glory and all. Whoa. God, you know why it all happened? Because we came, gave ourselves as a sacrifice, and we told him to bring circumstances, situations on us, chasing us, do whatever to bring out all the weaknesses, didn't we? Didn't we? And he just believed we meant it, and that's exactly what he did. Ooh. Come on, share my food. That's not the way to do it. Come on, I'll give you my food, and then I'll help you eat your food that I've given you. Are you having trouble understanding that? How many of you are having trouble understanding that? Why does God want you to give that food? Why not just share it? That's the way, share it is the way people of the flesh do. People of the spirit give it to them, and then they let them turn around and let you share it. If love doesn't cure these things, it can't be cured. A lot of things I could say, but I'm going to quit now, and I'm going to give the mothers and the potential mothers in the kingdom forbidden time a chance to operate in their ministry. Cheryl, you and Dot, Lee, go right out there. Olga, get with them. Stand right out there in the middle. Sister Gates, get with them. Y'all stand right out there in the middle. Ooh. Marcella, come on. Get with us. Mama Secret. Federal Mama's Mama. Now it's going to be given to thee, Cheryl leading them. For every one of you that has a need, no matter how little, whether it's a need for soap or deodorant, or I don't care what need it is, if they do not see that need, you come to them and let them write that need down. And then the mother is going to search out, one of the mothers are going to search out someone in the group that can meet that need. It's going to go on up there with them, Marina. Ooh, you're not quite weeping yet. You don't know what I'm talking about. You're weeping inside. You're going to break for this old way. Ooh. They're going to have a piece of paper and you can come to them. They're not going to go to telling all your secrets. I don't care what little personal needs you need. You come to them. There's certain personal needs that some of you girls and ladies have that you don't want to talk over with me. You know I know it anyway, but you just don't want to talk it over with me or Ron or Jesse or someone. That's the same way with the boys. If you have personal needs, come let them write them down. And it'll be their business as mothers in love to get out and work up this thing for you one way or another. Just stand there and just let the love move in you there while I sing this song over one more time. I've already had my little weeping spell over this morning real early. A cup of cool water given in my name to relieve the thirst of my little one earns my appreciation and my love for you and gives me a chance to perfect my love in you. When I was in jail, you visited me. But what jail could hold Jesus, the Lord of heaven and earth? The jail of the flesh, one of my little ones. Satan keeps me jailed inside of their flesh until someone comes with a key of love and meets their need and melts their flesh. Then I inside bear witness in them that this is my love meeting their need. Geneva, get on up there with them. I was waiting for you to just get so filled you couldn't stand it and go running up there, but you didn't quite make it. I'm going to let you act on your initiative there and get some blown up one or gone. I was waiting for you to do the same thing. You begin to hoping maybe some of you'd burst out there and say, let me, let me, let me. You were saying it in your heart, but you didn't quite get it out. Because of your act of love, I rise inside of them. Break Satan and the flesh, I come out of jail because they realize that I love them through the cup of cool water given in my name. Now let me explain something to you. Paul said we were among you working with our hands, not that we had not power, but as an example. Many of you know that with my ability and the wisdom and the gift of the Spirit, that it'd be a small thing for me to speak the word of faith, meet every one of your financial needs. How? Then what would that do to you? What? Destroy us. That's exactly right. Some of the worst rebukes I ever got in my life from the Lord was when I did this very thing. Being well armed, well able, by the Spirit of God, abundantly. I took that money being blinded, Brother Ron. Being blinded. Well-intentioned, but blinded. And I began to give it out and use it to meet the needs of people several years ago. First thing you know, I had four or five or six, Brother Eddie, just leeches. Said, Lord, what have I done? He said, you took my money and my gift, and you destroyed those people. Ooh. But being hard-headed, I couldn't learn the lesson. The first time, I had to do it again. Still being hard-headed, I had to do it again. And I did it the fourth time. And he said something like this. He said, listen, are you going to continually keep robbing me of the personal work that I want to do inside of my people, or are you not? I'm through. Ooh. From now on, I only use the thing you give me in obedience to you. And I will require, after you've beat on me this much, and had to beat on me, suffer, I will require the people to live in a love relationship one another, meeting each other's needs instead of Papa Pruitt doing it all. And I will quit exalting myself against your will, Father. Ooh. I will give you a chance for you to chasten them and work out love and personal initiative in their life. Ooh. And that's what he's doing. Behold, I give unto you this very day my key of love to use in my name to unlock all prisons of flesh and set me free. This key you may use freely in my name. When I hungered, you gave me food. You gave me natural bread with my spiritual love. That quenched the hunger of my little one's flesh. And your act of love fed me inside of them. Cause them to yield to my love and compassion as I bore witness inside of them. They realize through your act of love that I really lived on the inside of them. Now, it'll be the mother's responsibility to begin to search out your needs, little needs. But it'll also be your responsibility to come and tell one of these when you have a need. Well, I don't want to tell them. All right. Hath been given unto me, Father, that fire that hath burned out my old pride. Pride cometh for a fall. You sit around with a need, Satan will tempt you, won't he? I know this is not a great healing message, but this is a greater message than what you think. I'm not prophesying it, but this is a pretty great message for you, isn't it? Ooh. Not a great doctrinal approach to the life of God, but it is a love approach. Isn't it? That'll also be the responsibility of any of the others of you. If you see a need in a person's life, for you to come to one of these mothers and tell them about it. Morning. Ooh. Will you do this? Ooh, hold her up there. I figured she was going to leave us pretty soon. Will you do this? Will you let the Lord draw you together as a family in cooperation and love? Ooh, would you? How many of you would cooperate in this? Hold Olga up there. All right, I've had my say now, so I'll just sit down and let the ones do that's supposed to do.
Like this. what you miss.
Love.
city.